Provincetown has officially marked the beginning of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence by raising a purple ribbon flag at Confederation Building. At the ceremony were the family members of women who were murdered as the result of gender-based violence, including Philip and Debbie Hibbs. In 2013, their daughter Julianne and her fiancé Vincent Dillon were at the medical clinic at Villanova Plaza in CBS when her ex-boyfriend came into the building armed with a gun and shot the couple. The gunman committed suicide just hours later. Hibbs' parents are left behind with the scars of that day and are advocating to make sure more women don't suffer the same fate. The OCM's Richard Duggan speaks with Philip Hibbs about the lasting impact that tragic day left.
Well, it's been 7 years. This October the 15th past was 7 years for us, and we're not doing great, but we are sort of able to manage to some degree.
One of those things that never truly gets easier.
Never easier, no. They say time makes things easier. That is not true. Maybe in some things, but not in a case of a murdered child.
So now, what does it mean for you now to see that flag raised and what it represents?
The fact that people look at that and they know the awareness is put forward for violence against women, and it's not, I might just want to add, it's not just women, because in Julianne's case, her fiancé that helped her get away from her abuser, he shot him as well and killed him. His name was Vincent Dillon. Domestic relationship or gender violence is exactly what it is. Gender violence is male and female, and in our case, was both. It's a day we think of Julianne, but we also think of Vince as well. And everything that brings about awareness to domestic issues and violence against women and men is a very important issue, and I think we should have more of these type of events to keep it in people's minds of what can happen. You know, murder is not just something that happens in California or New York City. It happens in Newfoundland, and it happens in small community Newfoundland. We're from CBS. It's only a small community, and you send your child to school every day thinking everything is all right, they're going to get on the bus and come home. Sometimes that does not happen. It did not happen for us 7 years, 20-odd years ago now, when she left at 16. But that's what it was. She went to school in the morning, never came home. And it's been an ordeal for us ever since. We've been trying to deal with the trauma for a long time now. And when we thought things were going along on a smooth course, she had gotten away from her abuser and was home for 1 year and 11 months, almost 2 years. And he tracked her down, but he knew where she was. But he followed her movements, found the correct opportunity, and went to the Villanova Plaza Medical Clinic in CBS and shot them both.
Now, you mentioned it's been 7 years. Are we making any progress on this front at all, do you think?
Not that I can see. You know, there's lots of organizations, there's lots of committees that have been put in place, but I myself do not see anything that has been concretely accomplished. Lots of words being said, lots of promises being made, but I don't see any definite concrete path forward. Hopefully, keeping the awareness campaigns going, things will change.
And do you have any sort of a message for anyone who may be going through a similar situation? What's your message to them today?
Reach out to whoever you can reach out to. Your parents, your friends at school, policing, anybody, and let them know that if you are in an uncomfortable situation, if you're being harassed, if you're being controlled anyway, or in any other way, abusive situations, do not keep it to yourself. Make sure you tell somebody and get the proper help, because there are agencies out there to help you.
That's VOCM's Richard Duggan speaking with Philip Hibbs, the father of Julianne Hibbs, yesterday as the province officially marked the beginning of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence by raising a purple ribbon flag at Confederation Building.